Mother, Father, Guru, and our guests are all God Himself. Swami says,
Guru is one who dispels the darkness of ignorance.
So, Bhagavan Baba is really our Guru and God.
Well said, brother.
Now, Swami is real Guru and God. Then, who are these eight types of Gurus?
We really need to know and understand more on these Gurus.
Okay, let us recap these eight types. It is indeed a great blessing to think and reflect on all these types of Gurus.
Agreed. The first type of Guru is Bodha Guru. Swami says,
Bodha Guru teaches the Shastras and encourages the pupil to act up to Shastric injunctions.
More thoughts on this?
This type of Guru teaches sacred texts. Some recite the Bible. Some engage in teaching the Ramayana or the Mahabharata. They teach us the sacred text in Sunday school or Saturday satsang. They are experts in teaching. Indeed, they are the Bodha Gurus. Bodha means teaching. They teach sacred texts which speak of and unravel our true nature and explain our inner spirit.
That is very interesting. How I wish I had attended Sunday school.
Swami is really a Bodha Guru. How many discourses he has delivered. Every discourse is a gem. We are truly fortunate to listen to these directly from him.
Agreed. What is the next type of Guru that Swami talked about?
It is Nishiddha Guru. In other words, prohibited Guru. Swami says,
Nishiddha Guru imparts knowledge about rights and duties and shows how one's welfare here and in the hereafter can be ensured.
Guru who initiates one in the lower types of vidyas like sammohana or hypnotism, marana or destruction, uchchatana or lower mind reading, etc. Seers of truth call such a guru by the name Nishiddha Guru. But one has to be really careful in choosing the correct guru.
Shiva, Shiva. Let us not discuss any more since he is Nishiddha.
Okay. Let us move on from Nishiddha Guru. Let us discuss the next type of Guru. That is Vinita Guru.
Hussein, it is not Vinita Guru. It is Vihita Guru.
You know, I really cannot make out the difference between all these types of gurus. They all sound the same.
I agree. More the types, more the confusion.
Sai Ram, I wish Swami was here, listening to us and helping us.
Robert, when we reach out to him with sincere prayers, he will definitely help us out.
Sai Ram, sir.
Sai Ram, how are you all doing?
Sir, you came in at a perfect time. We were discussing the 8 types of gurus that Swami narrated in this morning discourse.
Yes, we were kind of stuck and confused. We discussed Bodha Guru and Nishiddha Guru. But when we started discussing Vihita Guru, we got stuck.
We were looking for some kind of help and guidance.
Yes, definitely. I'm always there to help. Who is Vihita Guru? Swami says,
Vihita Guru clears all doubts, purifies the mind, and shows how self-realization can be attained.
Oh, he clears all doubts? I always get lots of doubts. I have got to understand more on this.
Yes, Gautam. He not only clears all doubts, but purifies the mind and also shows how self-realization can be attained. I am reminded of one of Swami's messages.
Have purity of thought, word and deed at all times and in all places. Let your thoughts be concentrated on God, His name and His form. You will then find that you are always with the pure and the permanent. You will then derive pure and permanent joy.
Talking about Vihita Guru, who shows how self-realization can be attained, I am reminded of Shankaracharya.